大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Well, Susan, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you own a bicycle?
Right now, actually, I'm in between bicycles. I don't have one at the moment, but, you know, I have owned bikes in the past.
Uh-huh.
How about you?
I don't. But some of my colleagues actually come to school by bicycle.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and they tell me that it feels great to ride a bicycle early in the morning, you know. But the problem is I live too far away from where I teach. So
that's true. That would take quite a while, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, the other day, not to change the subject, but I heard somebody being interviewed on the radio. This is a man who started a new kind of business. He started sort of a membership type of bicycle center, where if you become a member, you can use your own locker, your own shower.
Oh.
And they'll keep your bicycle for you. So you go to that center by bicycle from your home.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them to keep your bicycle there. Take a shower. Change into a sort of what? Business type of outfit. Shirt,
sure.
Suit, a tie, everything. And on your way home from your office, you stop by and change back into your bicycle outfit and, you know, go bicycling back to your own house.
What a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
So now are these centers, I guess they're located in major business districts,
exactly.
I assume.
Exactly.
Oh, what a wonderful idea. You know, I've thought about that in the past, that it would be great to be able to commute to work by bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
But exactly what you mentioned just now has been something that has stopped me or made me hesitate a bit. You know, the idea that, if I put a suit on and then biked for example, 45 minutes or an hour, I would feel not very fresh when I got into the
right.
office. And usually there really aren't many showers around or, again, to places to put your bicycle, especially, you know, in big cities like Tokyo. So I think that's a really wonderful idea and hopefully will encourage more people to consider commuting by bike. Wow, that's great. So do you think this will take off in Japan?
I think so. He plans to, spread the centers all over the country. And hopefully he will have, you know, 10, 20 bicycle centers in different parts of the country.
That would be great. You know, in the States, it's still probably not the most common way to commute. I mean, I think in the U.S., most people either drive or take public transportation, so maybe buses or subways or trains, maybe walk if they're lucky enough to live close to the office. But more and more over the years, people have been looking at encouraging people to cycle to work. And in some cities, there's quite a big movement to encourage this. But they do face some challenges, and some of the challenges they face are similar to that in Japan, which would be a lack of designated cycling paths, for example. It's very tough, you know, for people who want to cycle to stay in the road with the cars, especially if the roads aren't very wide. It can be a little bit dangerous even, you know, if the cars don't give them enough space. In Japan, you know, I know that there are some sidewalks, especially in Tokyo, that do have a designated bike path, but they're few and far between. Which leaves cyclists to go on the regular sidewalk with pedestrians, which can be annoying to both sides and actually dangerous. But people maybe feel it's a little too dangerous to stick to the main roads. And in the U.S., many cities have been trying to increase cycling paths. For example, I've visited Portland, Oregon many times over the past few years, and I was really impressed at how cyclist-friendly the city is. They have a detailed map available for people who are interested in commuting by bicycle. I think it's from the city government. On the map, they've noted roads with designated bike paths. And they also show roads that don't have as much car traffic on them, you know, to encourage people to use those as well. They also encourage people who live perhaps a little bit far away to combine cycling with public transportation. So, for example, if you walk around Portland, you'll see that the city buses have a bike rack on the front of the bus. So you can put your bike there first and then get on the bus. They also have a light rail system. And in each of the individual train cars, there's a space for bicycles as well. So they encourage people to do both cycling and using public transportation. When I found the survey recently of the best cities in the U.S. for cyclists, Portland was in the top five, along with some other larger cities such as Minneapolis and Seattle. But, you know, it's still a struggle. You know, I think it's still definitely a car-focused society in the U.S. Have you ever commuted by bike?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I may think about it.
Again, as you mentioned, you live a bit far away, I guess. I've commuted a few times to pass jobs where I've lived close enough. And I do agree, it's a great feeling in the morning to bike to work.
さて、今回はですね、自転車通勤にまつわる話なんですけれども、私の同僚の中にはですね、自転車通勤をしている人がいるんですが、その関連で、先だってですね、ラジオである方のインタビューを聞いていたところ、これはなかなか新しい面白い商売、ビジネスだなと思ったんですが、ビジネス街に小さなバイシクルセンターみたいなものを作って、会員制にして、お金を払って会員になるとシャワーを使ったりロッカーを自分のものをですねそこにキープできてそこに当然ですね洋服や靴なんかを用意しておいてですねで着替えることができると当然まあ普通はあの自転車通学夏なんかはですねもう汗びっしょになりますよねそうすると着替えるのに困るシャワーが浴びたいけれどもどこでシャワー浴びたらいいだろう、まあ、そういう悩みを解消する非常にいいアイデアだと思いますもし皆さんの周りにあったらですねちょっとチェックしてみるといいかもしれませんスーザンさんの解説の中で Designated Bike Path というような言い方が出てきましたねこれはまあ道路のですね端の方に専用のレーンを設けてあるということを指しているわけであります。Designated というのは指定されたということで、野球でよくですね、指名打者出てきますよね。あの指名打者、あれも Designated Hitter というふうに言ったりしますね。さて、今回はですから英語も Pedestrian、歩行者、こんな表現も使われていますね。Cycling Path。というのも同様の自転車用レーン、車線というような意味で使われてますが、オレゴン州ポートランドっていうのはそういう点で非常に進んでいる街だということでした。大変バイカーにとって便利な地図も用意してくれてある。このバスのですね、外側に自転車を積み込むためのラックが用意されているというのもなかなかこれ優れたアイデアだというふうに思いますね。Car Focused Society 車中心社会というような言い方も覚えておくとこれ使えそうだなというふうに思いました。Alright, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first one is to shuttle between. Now, shuttle, when we use it as a noun, you know, some of our listeners may be familiar with airport shuttles, you know, like a van or a bus that takes you from the airport to the city center, for example. But when we use it as a verb, for example, to shuttle between, it means to go back and forth between two destinations. So, for example, you could say, because of my class schedule, I have to shuttle between our two campuses every day.
なるほど。さあ、シャトルバスという言い方で、おなじみのシャトル、S-H-U-T-T-L-E ですね。バドミントンで使う、あれもシャトルと言いますね。普通、シャトル、between、どこどこ。具体的な場所を2つ言うときには、A and B のように言うこともできますね。2つの地点の間を行ったり来たりすると、往復するというような意味で使いますね。今の例文もう一度。
Because of my class schedule, I have to shuttle between our two campuses every day.
というような2つのキャンパスを持っている大学も実際に日本でもいくつもあると思いますね。All right, the next one.
The next one is down the road. Now, down the road means at some point in the future. It's a little bit vague. For example, you could say, I own a small shop now, But down the road, I hope to open a cafe or a small restaurant.
さあ、down the road. 文字通り言うとですね、実際の道路、 ということになってしまいますが、この場合は比喩、メタフォーなんです。実際の道路のことではなくて、今後の将来のある時点で、今後将来どこかでというような、そんなニュアンス、いつかそのうち、そういうニュアンスで使います。それではもう一度聞いてみましょう。
I own a small shop now, but down the road, I hope to open a cafe or small restaurant.
というわけでね、まあ将来いつかそういう店を開きたいと、まあこういうことですよね。実は前回ね、終わりで余分な表現を韻を踏むために、わざわざ言うっていうね、See you later って言ったら、Alligator。ね、ただまあインフルでだけで、ワニのアリゲーター何の意味もないんですけれどもね、実はこれにはあの続きがありましてね、今回はそのパート2であります。私がパート1、前回のものを言いますからね、どんな風に続くか、よく耳をかっぽじいて聞いてちょうだいね。 Alright, see you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile.
こう来るんですな。大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー、
Sponsored by Olympus.
いつもクロスカルチュラルセミナーをお聞きいただきましてありがとうございます。語学学習の方法はいろいろとありますが、気軽に始められるのはラジオやテレビの語学講座ですよね。でも今までは聞ける時間帯や学習する場所の制約から長続きしないという方も多かったんではないでしょうか。そんな方にはオリンパスのラジオサーバーポケット PJ10 をぜひおすすめしたいと思います。 PJ10 はポケットやカバンに入れて気軽に持ち運ぶことができるラジオサーバーです。 AM、FM はもちろん、テレビの1から3チャンネルの音声放送に対応したチューナーが搭載されています。ですからもちろん総合も教育テレビも NHK バッチリですね。学習中の語学講座を自宅だけではなくて、通勤や通学の途中などで聞くことができます。録音予約は最大20件、2ギガの内蔵メモリーを搭載して135時間も録音することができます。聞きたい講座の放送時間に別のことをしていても PJ10 がしっかり録音します。録音した番組は多彩で便利な再生機能を使って効率的に学習できます。例えばもはや語学学習になくてはならない早聞き遅聞き機能、音程が変わらずに再生するので違和感なく聞き取れます。再生速度も 50% から 200% まで対応します。そして前回の再生停止位置を自動的に記憶するしおり機能、電源を切った場合も有効なので、次に電源を入れた時に前回の続きから学習できます。さらに聞きたい部分だけを再生する部分リピート再生、それから聞きたいところの頭出しが任意にできるインデックスマーク機能、こういった機能もついています。1ファイルにつき16個のマークをつけることが可能なので、キーフレーズごとの学習などに威力を発揮しますね。ラジオサーバーポケット PJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップでお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはvoicetrek.jp に今すぐアクセスしてください。時間や場所に左右されず、好きな場所で好きな時に語学学習を続けたいというあなたに、また一つ強い味方が増えましたね。